And we're certainly grateful for another opportunity to come before you with an inspirational word for today. And we're grateful for this day that God has afforded us to be a part of. And we welcome you this morning to this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And so we're yet excited about what God is doing, what he's already done, and for what he will do. For the words, decrees that eyes haven't seen nor ears heard, neither have they entered into the heart of men, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And so we love him today, and we honor and we bless his name. We thank him for being a God who forgives us of our sins and who looks beyond our faults and get right to our needs. We know him as an on-time God. And so in spite of what we might be going through, God has promised in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said he'd be with us always, even until the end. So you can hang your hat on that. You can trust the timing of God in your situation. He may not come when you want him to, but we know that he's always right on time. Well, let me give you the playback number for those who will hear this message later by playback. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And even as we were preparing and getting ready for the recording, it was certainly good to hear my brother Earl Murray Jr. on the call today, all the way down in St. Mary's, Georgia. And so we're yet excited, and we praise God for him and for all of you who support this inspirational moment each Tuesday. This past weekend was a full weekend for us as we traveled to Birmingham, and as we shared with the Greater Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church, Dr. Michael Wesley, and did not our hearts burn as we gathered together, and what a fellowship, what a joy divine, as we were leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus. I tell you, the whole weekend was full with excitement and anticipation, information as well as inspiration, and so we praise God for our friends in Birmingham, the Greater Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church, Dr. Michael Wesley Sr., the pastor, and for all of those servant leaders there who made us feel right at home. We, as you know, we have been in this series for the summer entitled Win the Day. And so I just wanted to refresh your mind as we, didn't deal with that as we were in Birmingham, but just wanted to refresh your mind and just see and raise a question today. And the question is, are you still winning? Yeah, are you still winning? Just think about that for a few minutes. Let that sink in your mind. Are you still winning? Because many times I think to make that determination as to are we still winning, we must first of all check how well you perform when things are not going well. Let me say that again. If you want to see if you're still winning, many times you have to check how well you perform when things are not going well. And then you have to make sure you get a sense of how well you relate and connect to others and helping them to get to their win. Well, the reason I said that, there's a word found in Mark's gospel, the second chapter, very familiar passage of scripture. Those first 12 verses, of course, we know that this is the passage that talks about the four men who collected their paralyzed friend and attempted to take him to Jesus. Y'all remember that, right? They attempted to take him to Jesus so that he could be healed. But it starts out talking about Jesus. He had entered into Capernaum, and that immediately there was a noise that he was in the house. And people began to gather from near and far. And it was so packed. It was a packed situation where people were all in the doorway. The house was crowded. And as a result, these men who were attempting to bring their paralyzed friend to Jesus, they had to think of a way to get to Jesus, and they couldn't get through the door, they couldn't get through the window, and so they came up with this unconventional idea in terms of how they were going to get their friend to Jesus. And so you know the story. They went up on the roof, they uncovered the roof, and they had some kind of mechanism where they lowered their friend down right in front of where Jesus was preaching and teaching in this crowded house. And all of a sudden, Jesus looks up and he sees the roof opening up, and he sees this makeshift wench, if you will, coming down with a man on a pallet that was paralyzed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Well, here's what I want to get you to see, that if we are going to deal with this question of whether we are still winning, we have to make sure that we know our position. Yeah, because sometimes you'll find yourself in situations where things aren't going according to your plan or to your timetable or even to your agenda. And can you imagine these men as they were pressing their way when they got to that house and they saw the crowd, they saw the lines, they saw people all around this house, and they were trying to figure out how they were going to get to Jesus. There was a disturbance, there was an interruption, there was something that was causing them not to get to where they had anticipated they were going to be. And so you have to know your position. You have to be accountable, and you have to carry your own corner. Why are you saying all of that, Reverend? Because it's critical and it's crucial. If we are still winning, and you want to ask yourself, are you still winning? You have to know your position. If we have to practice and to keep up with what our mandate is to win the day, we can't allow obstacles to stop our progress. And so it was with these men in the text. They had a win on their mind. They were trying to not only win the day for themselves, but they were trying to win the day for their friend. And they were determined not to allow obstacles to stop them. And here it is. You have to be determined to find a way to reach your win and help your team or others to win their day. So even though they saw something in front of them that it was not favorable, even though they saw something in front of them that was not in agreement with what they had anticipated, they were determined to find a way to reach their win. So I want to tell somebody this morning and encourage you, even though you might be faced with obstacles and situations that's not favorable, and in the natural it doesn't look like you're going to win, you've got to find a way to reach your win and help others. You can't just be so locked into yourself till you don't think about your brother or your sister. That's part of what we were talking about in the sermon this past Sunday about unity in the community. Many times we get so wrapped up and tied up in me, myself, my four, and no more until we don't think about those who are around us and how we can be a blessing to somebody else other than ourselves. You know that we're blessed to be a blessing and we're saved to do some saving. And so you have to extend yourself beyond yourself and be a blessing to others. Because here it is, winning doesn't come easy. And this text is clear that these four men and their friend found out that their win would not come easy. And many times it's not in the realm of the conventional. Wow. Because they did something a little different. They did something, if you will, unorthodox, and they did the costly, and they dared to do the difficult. In this text in Mark's gospel, the second chapter, many times we can find ourselves in a situation that looks like everything is not going to work in our favor. It looks like we're not going to be able to get the win. It looks like things are not going to go according to our timetable. It looks like people are not going to participate and help us get to where we're trying to go. Well, here it is. You've got to dare to do the difficult. Many times we think that everything is just going to fall down on the silver platter and that we're going to not going to have any difficulty. We're not going to have any trials. We're not going to have any tribulations. Jesus said in this life, know that you will have trials and tribulations. But here it is, he says, be of good cheer because I've already overcome the world. And so here it is, if we're going to still be about winning, then we must dare to do the difficult. We must dare to do the unorthodox. Sometimes you got to go around the corner. Sometimes you got to cut down some weeds. Sometimes you got to do something a little different than the normal, the conventional way. You got to do the unorthodox. And can you imagine how much it cost them and this man's house when they start tearing off the roof of this house and lowering their friend down in front of Jesus? Sometimes we have to do the costly thing. And so I just want to encourage you today and just kind of let that sink into your spirit and into your mind as you prepare for this day. I just want to raise the question and let it sink in your spirit as well. Are you still winning? Do you know your position? Are you being accountable? Are you willing to help somebody else other than yourself? Are you carrying your own corner? It was impossible for these men to get their friend to Jesus without them not staying in their own lane. And so you got to stay in your own lane. You got to carry your own corner. Got to be accountable. And I believe that once you do that, you'll continue to win the day. Well, that's our thought for today. Even as you make your way, here it is, the 15th day of August. And August is getting right away from us. But we praise God for his keeping power. And we thank him for sustaining us in the midst of everything that we've gone through. And we thank him for he's going to continue to carry us through. So we're grateful for each of you. The playback number is 605-475-3228. We have another medium with our Facebook Live, and we're grateful for that platform as well. But let's go to God in prayer as you prepare to move forward into the remainder of this day. God, we honor you today and we bless you. We yet give you praise. Thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We realize and we're confident in the fact that in you we live, move, and have our being. And we understand clearly that we're nothing without you. And so, God, we lift up the concerns of those who are on the call, those who are viewing live Facebook, and those who would hear this message by playback later. We pray, dear Lord, that you will extend favor and grace, and that you would give us a sense of your goodness and your mercy for this day. And help us, oh God, even as we press through it throughout this day, to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you're walking with us, even when we don't feel your presence, even when it feels like we're all by ourselves. Help us to realize that you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You said you'd be with us always, even unto the end. And so, God, give us a boldness and a sure determination to win this day. Bless those who are sick and those who are struggling and those who are bereaved today. And we ask your continued blessing to be upon us even as we move forward. So we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And don't forget now, keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to use you in a powerful and a mighty way to be a blessing to somebody else. Until next time, you be blessed.